We're recording, so be kind. Whoever is not speaking at the moment, who's not on the board, I am muting you guys. So don't take it personal. Just too much feedback.
Good. So we should run it from now on, to be honest with you. We'll recognize the public and unmute them at that point.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, but if I have everybody muted at one time, I have to watch all you guys too. It's just, it's not, I can't do it alone.
Okay.
So I will do the best I can, I promise.
I appreciate that. And it's 7:30, so I'm going to start.
Yes, sir.
Zoning Board of Adjustment meeting will please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News. Notice posted on the bulletin board of the municipal building. Notice made available to the township clerk. Notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Zimmerman?
Here.
Mr. Tillery?
Here.
Mr. Weissman?
Here.
Mr. Reggio?
Here.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Here.
Mr. Ali?
Here.
And Chairman Cahill?
Here. Will everyone please stand for a salute to the flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Keneally, do we have any changes to tonight's agenda?
Yes, we do. We have one change. The application of Shobha Chopra, 82 School Street, will be postponed until March 11, 2021, with no further notice by the applicant. Those are all the changes that I have.
Okay, let's proceed to item 520 ZB 85V, Jonathan Stoll.
Here. Is the applicant present?
You with us, John?
I'm here.
Okay, sir, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
I do.
Your name and address, please.
Jonathan Stoll, 10 Dunbar Ave.
Mr. Stoll, could you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
Yes. I'd like to fence in the rear yard, and along the one side of the property, there's a 20-foot wide sanitary sewer easement. So we'd like to cross the easement and pass along and through it and then cross it again.
And you understand that if access to that easement is ever necessary in the future, it would be your responsibility to remove and replace that fence at your own cost?
Yes.
That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. And Mr. Henderson, any issues?
No issues. That was the only item, as long as he understands.
Okay. Anyone on the board have any questions for this application or this applicant? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public forum have any questions for this application?
Or comments?
I do not see anyone, Chairman.
No one? Okay. Public portion is closed. I make a motion to approve this application. Looking for a second?
I'll second it.
I see Mr. Weissman jumped on there real quick. So, clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Stoll, your application has been approved. We will memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting. You don't need to be present for that. We will mail a copy to you, and you'll need that for your building permits.
Okay, thank you very much.
Have a good night, sir. Thank you for coming.
All right, thank you.
Okay. I'm a little out of order, but may I ask a question?
Sure, go ahead.
I'm the next door neighbor to Chopra's property on 82, and that's why I was coming onto the meeting. And you've just said that it'll be postponed until March 11th with March 11th. No further notice. So yes. That being the case, will it be the same Zoom address and will it be the same time?
Yes,
it'll be the same time.
It's the same time, but it's a different Zoom address.
Different Zoom address. Yeah, that's what I thought.
What you could do is you could call me or email the township.
Okay.
My name's Laura. or a 2 days before the meeting, it is on the website, the new information to call in. So if you can't find it on the website, just give me a buzz.
Okay, so March 11th at the same time at 7:30.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. Thank you. Then I can get off.
Have a good night. You enjoy your freedom.
I'd like to get it over.
Let's move down to item 6, 20-ZB-83V, Noel Pimentel Meson.
Good evening. It's Noel Pimentel speaking.
How are you, sir? Good evening.
Mr. Pimentel, could you raise your right hand? I need to swear you in.
Yes, sir.
The testimony that gives you the truth.
Yes, sir.
Your name and address, please.
Noel Pimentel. I live at 308 Oak Place in the city of Piscataway.
Could you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
Put a wooden fence around the property. There's an easement that goes across, a sewer easement comes across.
And do you understand that if access to that easement is required in the future, you would be responsible for removing and replacing that fence at your own cost?
Yes, sir, I understand.
That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. And same issue, Henry, nothing else other than what Jim touched on?
Same as the last one, as long as you understand that the fence would be their responsibility if we ever have to gain access to the to that easement.
Understood. Okay. Anyone else on the board have any questions for this application or comments? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public portion have any questions or comments about this application? Ms. Buckley?
Sorry. No one, Chairman.
Okay, public portion's closed. I would make a motion to approve this application. Looking for a second?
Second.
I second it.
Okay, who jumped in?
Mr. Patel got it.
Awesome. Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Arreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Pimentel, your application has been approved. We will memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting. You don't need to be here for that. We will mail a copy of that document to you. You'll need that for your building permit.
All right. Thank you for your time.
Have a good night, sir.
You too. Have a good night.
Good luck.
Thank you. Let's move down to item number 7, 20-ZB-82V, Ernesto Sadia.
Is the applicant present?
Yes, my name is Dave Barron. I'm from Five Star Remodeling. I'm representing Ernesto. He is also on the Zoom meeting.
Okay, sir, could I have the spelling of your last name, please?
B as in Bob, A R A N as in Nancy.
And are you going to be speaking on behalf of the applicant?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
I do.
And could you give us the name of the company that you're with again, please?
Five Star Remodeling.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board what the applicant would like to do here?
Absolutely. Create extra living space using the two-car attached garage. Presently, there's 7 members of the family living in the home. I have pictures of the home as well with me that I had blown up for the board to check out. They have 4 children, all attending Piscataway schools. Mrs. Sadios has been a lifetime resident of Piscataway. I believe they've lived there for over 7 years, if not close to more than that now. And they just want to turn the garage into extra living space.
Have you and the applicant had an opportunity to review Mr. Hinterstein's February 9th, 2021 report?
Yes.
Okay, could you address item number 1, please?
At a minimum, 1 garage needs to be maintained as required by ordinance. Okay, so I guess that we could only use 1 of the garages. Is that what you're saying? 1 of the 2 car?
Yeah, I mean, the requirement is to have a garage. So there's a couple of ways you could approach it. You could, I'm not telling you which way is the best way. That's ultimately up to you and your client. But you have to have a garage. So if you wanted to convert both garages to living space, what you could do is you could build a single car or car and a half wide garage that's either detached or attached to the back corner of the house, sort of in the back of that driveway, and then mm-hmm. he would still conform with the ordinance. So it's that or maintain a single car garage in the existing configuration, and then cut back on the conversion space. So, you know, I think you need to just weigh what the options are and see what maybe works. If he really needs all of that living space, then maybe the best solution would be to also build a small garage. When I say small, car, car and a half, but it has to have the appropriate depth that could handle a car. I believe we have an ordinance that requires it to be a certain depth. 20 feet, Laura, do you call what it is? 20
it's
feet?
It's 12 by 20.
12 by 20 minimum.
Minimum.
Yeah.
So it can't be one of those, not, you know, covering, you know, with the, no, has to be closed. I mean,
it has to be a structure. Yeah, it has to be a structure, a garage. It has to be a garage. So,
understood.
I mean, if it's a garage that was, you know, built over in Pennsylvania and then shipped and dropped, as long as you could drive a car into it and use it to park a car, that would be acceptable, I guess.
Okay.
But you need at least the 12 by 20 garage.
So when we submit plans for approval for turning the two-car garage into living space, we have to also hand in building a structure for one car at least at the end of the driveway, say.
Correct. Now, the only caveat that you're going to run into is because you have a corner lot, you have two frontages, you have one rear, and you have a side yard here. So you have to see what your bulk requirements are going to be. If it's mm-hmm. totally detached, what happens is now you have different, your front yard setbacks increased a little bit.
Right.
And your side yard and your rear yards are actually diminished. So there's some pros and there's some cons to it being an accessory structure that's detached from the main structure. So you just have to look and see what is the best way with not needing any additional variances.
Oh, now another option is this to, if we could just turn half of the garage into living space where there's a door from the home that comes right out and then that other side is a garage.
As long as you keep one 12 by 20 space in that existing two car garage with the garage door, you'd be fine. So if you took half of the space that you're proposing, I would imagine that you should, without knowing the width of the garage, it looks like it's 25 feet.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you left, you know, basically the midline or a little less than the midline, but mm-hmm. at least 12 by 20, you should be okay.
Okay. All right. So I'll have to discuss it with Mr. Cedillas and find out what his, explain the options again to him and find out what he wants to do.
Okay. I mean, I think the best thing to do would be carry it, because if you're going to maintain a garage, I'm not sure if you're going to need any variances at that point, Jim.
No, it doesn't look like they will. So right. We should carry it to our next, the first meeting in March, okay. So that the applicant can let us know what they plan to do.
So excellent. Yeah, if you conform with the ordinance and kept the one garage, you could just submit, revise your plan, submit for permits, and you wouldn't need to come before this board. Depending on where you locate a detached garage, then you may have to come on March 11th and ask for that variance. You may have to, you know, revise your variance list.
Okay.
So do you want to carry it to March 11th?
Yeah, let's do that. This way I have time to discuss it with the owners. And also if I have to submit other plans, we can do that.
Mr. Chairman, I don't know if you want to check and see if there's any member of the public that's interested in this application.
I will do that. Will any other members of the board have any questions for this application? Okay, hearing none, I'm going to open up to the public. Anyone in the public portion have any questions about this application or comments?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, public portion's closed.
Thank you.
So we'll carry this to the 11th of March then. Speak with your client and come back and let us know how you want to move forward.
Thank you.
There will be no further notice required by the applicant.
Right. And you can let us know. I mean, if you decide that you're going to withdraw the application because you're going to just build half of that space, Mm-hmm. You just write a simple, I think, letter to Laura to let her know that you're withdrawing the application and you're going to conform with the ordinance and just convert half the garage, and then you'll be all done. Like you said, you decide to do a detached garage, depending on where it's located, you may still need a variance, but if not, if it doesn't, then again, same thing. You just write the letter to withdraw the application.
Appreciate it. And just wanted to thank Laura for all her help with the variance planning, all that stuff. Thank you.
Very, very welcome. My pleasure.
Nice work, Laura. Okay, let's move forward. Item 8, 20-ZB-54V, Prakash Patel.
Is Prakash Patel present? Is Prakash Patel present?
He's waving.
Yeah, he has to unmute. There we go.
Yeah, I'm there.
Mr. Patel, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Truth, yeah.
Your name and address, please.
Prakash Patel, 2R Place, Piscataway, New Jersey, 08854.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
Okay, I would like to have a freestanding carport to protect my car as well as the porch coming out from the kitchen door and everything during, like, say, a snowstorm, rain, wind kind of thing. So that's I'm looking. Now, the issue is, like, say, the property was built in 60s and is an all lot. So I cannot satisfy a lot of setbacks what city is looking for. That's why I have to go for the variance.
Mr. Chairman, you may want to talk to Mr. Hinterstein about this.
Yeah. Henry, we have some issues.
Yeah, I mean, the problem with this application is that they're proposing this. And again, maybe Mr. Patel could clarify. Is it a carport or garage that you're proposing here?
It's a carport, open carport.
So it's an open carport because the plans weren't clear. It was called a carport, but the architectural show both carport and garage. I guess they could sort of...
It's an open carport, it's not a closed.
So the problem is, though, that there's a 0-yard setback for the structure. The adjacent home is only about 7 feet from the property line.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand, you know, the concern, but, you know, to allow no setback whatsoever from the neighboring property just to me is sort of a deal killer. It is a corner property. They do have additional space on the other side of the property. And I think that that's sort of what, when you look at this, you go, well, there's a couple of things that they could do. They could probably put it on the other side of the house and perhaps create a walk from the front to that side of the house and do a carport on the left-hand side of the house. The property is 125 feet wide, and the carport could probably be in that location, still meet the front yard setback from the adjacent street and conform. So again, it's tough to say that there's a hardship when there appears to be an area that this carport could be put that won't impact the neighboring property as severely as it would in the proposed location. So my suggestion would be either the left side of the house to try to come up with an alternate solution if that's the way they want to go, but to put it on the right-hand side with almost no setback, I can't see that happening, especially in light of it being corner property with room on the other side of the house. It does have a sort of odd shape to this lot. There's like a finger that sticks up on the right-hand side there. It's about 25 feet wide. That's another possible location. That at least would comply with the front yard setback for an accessory structure. But again, it wouldn't comply with the side yard setbacks. But
yeah, I go through everything, but I cannot do a lot of thing on that. Because like say, as you suggest, go in the back. So I cannot satisfy the left and right setback.
No, but it'd be better than zero. So if you have a 12-foot wide carport and you have a 25-foot area, that still leaves you 13 feet. So you would have approximately six and a half feet on each side of the carport if you moved it back and centered it in that space in the back, in front of the two sheds that you have in the back, and then eliminated the one shed or relocated the one shed that you have at the end of the driveway. So, I mean, there might be a way for it to be back there. I'm not saying that that's the best solution. No. That's a possible solution. The other, I think, solution that you need to look at is perhaps moving it to the other side of the property. But to, again, zero, just I don't see a hardship to justify zero, you know, or 1 foot side yard setback on this accessory structure, as well as the front yard setback requirement and all the other variances that are being asked for this carport.
Okay, if you, as you suggested on the left side, so it may help on 25 feet in the front, and maybe I'm not getting on the back side, right? So 25 feet, if I leave it, and I need like 24 by 14, so I'm not able to satisfy the back 8 feet setback.
The back of your house is actually the side yard. So the requirement for the back of that house, the setback is, let me just take a quick peek at the zoning. 8 feet, right? Yeah, so it's an 8 foot requirement. So you would probably comply or be close to complying with that side yard, which is the rear of your home, but it's actually the side yard. The rear of the home is actually opposite the shortest frontage. And your shortest frontage is on Hanover Street. So actually the back of your house is where you want to put the carport, next to the neighboring property. And unfortunately, that setback requirement is 25 feet, I believe. And so you're going from what's supposed to be 25 feet down to zero. So again, I think you may still need some variances on the left-hand side of the house, but the variances that you would need would probably be variances that could be looked on a little bit more favorably than the variance that you're requesting on the proposed location now.
No, I understand all suggestion. I already thought about all this thing, but like, if I go with that route, say on the left side, it will cost too much and it will give away all the beauty of my property. If I go on left side, I have to redo a lot of things in the front and all this thing. So I'm losing the value of the property at that time if I do on the left side. Now in the back side, you say, so the main purpose, like say, I want to protect everything from the snow and everything, and I'm getting older also. So if I go say in the backside, then like say right now on my driveway, I can put 3 car right away. And now if I go further far and it's like heavy snowstorm, maybe my whole day or 2 days gone. So all this thing, I'm looking into that.
I understand your concerns, but I also got to understand, you got to understand that there's zoning laws. Requirements.
I completely agree with the requirement. Now,
and you have a neighbor that's 7 feet away from where you're proposing this carport, right up against the property line. So again, it's, you know, I'm not a mind reader, and I don't tell the board how to vote, but they usually take advice and my guidance to heart. So again, I just don't see a variance of 0, 1 feet on that rear yard, which is the side of your property, having a shot of getting past. Mm-hmm. So my, you know, advice to you would be is to probably carry this, or if you, you know, I don't want to have you have to try to design this during this meeting, you know, and under the gun, but you might want to take this, carry it to the next meeting and see if you could come up with an alternate solution that works for you. And that'll work probably, you know, a little bit better for the town, because what you're proposing now, I don't think has a shot of being approved.
No, I agree with that. Like the next meeting, I don't mind that. But like I said, before I look for this solution for my property, and I'm living in Piscataway for 25 plus year, And I saw in the neighborhood, same kind of thing. They don't have setback also. Then I asked that particular owner also. They say, we don't remember that thing. So that kind of answer I got from them, okay? Whether they got approved, not approved, that I don't know. But I saw two property, similar situation like me. They got approved because they don't have zero, they have zero setback on the neighboring property.
Again, Mr. Patel, each application is reviewed on its own merits.
We
don't know if those other properties came before the board or if they got permits to put what they did up.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm just saying. I'm not like arguing. I'm just trying to say.
We're not trying to argue with you either, Mr. Patel. We're trying to work with you at this point. What I would suggest you do, I've been on this board for 15 years. What I would suggest is you carry this, work with Mr. Hinterstein and his office on a solution that accommodates not only your own needs, but also works within the laws of the zoning board that we can approve this. Because right now, I would tell you, in my honest opinion, if you move forward with a vote this evening, it would not be favorable. Mm-hmm. So I want to approve your application, but it's got to be with some give and take with the township.
Yeah.
I think just making a compromise is in the best interest of both Piscataway and yourself.
Okay.
So I know Mr. Hinterstein and his office will work with you and plot a solution, come back with a different application, one that works for both of us, and hopefully at that point we'll be able to approve you.
Okay. Understood. Okay.
Can we, what do we have? Space available on the 11th again?
Yes, Jim.
We do. Okay. So, Mr. Patel, Jim, explain what's going to happen.
Okay. So, Mr. Patel, you're agreeable to carry this matter to March 11th's meeting?
Yes.
Okay. So, what will happen is you can contact Mr. Hinterstein's office, work on a revised plan.
Mm-hmm.
As long as that's in 10 days before March 11th, we can hear the matter on March 11th. If for some reason you can't get it done by then, just contact us and we can carry the matter again.
Okay.
But for now, we are going to adjourn your matter to March 11th, 2021, with no further notice by you. My announcement here is all the notice that the public needs.
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Patel, we'll see you in a month or so, okay?
All right, thank you.
Good luck. Good luck, my friend. Okay. Let's move down to item 10. Adoption of resolutions for the regular meeting of January 28th, 2021.
First resolution is T-Mobile. This was an application for site plan exemption, which you voted to approve. Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Cahill?
Yes.
Second application is Ozcan Uzun. This was an application for a certificate of non-conforming use, which you voted to approve. Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Those are all the resolutions I have this evening.
Move down to item number 11, adoption of the minutes from the regular meeting of January 28, 2021. All in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed? Thank you. Make a motion to adjourn, anyone?
I make a motion.
A second.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
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 Adios.
Once again, I'd like to thank all of you for your time and effort here this evening. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you.
Take care, everyone.
Have a good night.
Great job, Mr. Take Chairman. Care.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night, everyone. Guys.
Yeah.